What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Let's head to Brazil right now to be joined by Fernando Ramirez. He covers the Chargers for the Sporting Tribune as we get you ready for the Chiefs and Chargers Week 1 down in Brazil. Fernando, man, happy to have you join us today.
Hey, appreciate you guys having me.
Absolutely. How long is the flight from L.A. to São Paulo?
Well, I'm actually not down there. I was not given the okay to go, but I heard it was the Chargers said it was a 13 to 14 hour flight direct. But I know some people went L.A., Atlanta, Atlanta, São Paulo, and that was about 18 hours altogether.
Right now, we're taking a closer look at the Chargers, getting you ready for the Chiefs Week 1 opponent against the Chargers coming up tomorrow on YouTube or YouTube TV. All right, Fernando, let's just start with this. These two teams obviously know each other very well. What's different about the Chargers now since the last time these two teams played one another?
I have to say the weapons around Justin Herbert. I know Ladd McConkey didn't play in that game that they last played against each other. They brought back Keenan Allen. They drafted Trey Harris and Keandre Lambert-Smith. Both of them had Trey kind of came on late during training camp and in the preseason, but Keandre was a consistent weapon for them throughout the whole training camp process. They're very excited about both of them. Omarion Hampton's a guy that they've kind of been keeping close to the chest. If we're talking about a poker game, they haven't really used him at all during preseason games. They've given him like two touches, maybe three. They haven't really tried to show him off as maybe a secret kind of player that nobody really knows. Najee Harris was added also, and Najee's off the injury report. He should be playing. They also have a fifth-round pick out of Syracuse tight end, Aronde Gadsden, who he became a red zone target for Herbert during training camp. So they're very excited about all the weapons that they have at the arm of Justin Herbert.
How excited are you guys to have Keenan Allen coming back?
You know, it's funny. I just released today. I spoke to Keenan for about 15 minutes on Tuesday, and I just asked him about everything. I said, "How did you feel going last year?" He's like, "I wasn't happy in Chicago, not because of the team or us going 5-12." I didn't have my family there. I moved. I decided to not move my wife and my family to Chicago with me. So I felt out of place, and I really wanted to be a Charger. I wanted to continue being a Charger, but he didn't want to take a pay cut. And with the tight salary cap, they had to cut bait with some guys, and they decided to cut him. But now that he's back, guys are really excited. The receiving core is very excited about having a veteran like that, because Ladd's Quentin Johnson's the most veteran guy in that locker room, and they needed another, well, Darius Davis as well, but they needed a veteran presence, and it seems like the kids have already started picking at his brain and seeing what he's seeing, so they're very excited about having Keenan back. And, of course, Justin's going to be the most excited one because they really have a good relationship on the field.
Right now, we're talking to Fernando Ramirez, learning a little bit more about the Chargers. We'll kind of start to deep dive into the game here coming up in just a bit. We've been doing a lot of conversations about Justin Herbert over the offseason, about where he ranks, how do you place him. My frustration with Herbert is the numbers are there. There's no question. But at this stage in your career, usually if you have that level of talent, you've just done a little bit more. You've won MVP. You've been in MVP conversations. Your team has won the division. You've had a couple of playoff wins at this point. It's kind of, to me, disappointing the talent that I think Justin Herbert has versus what he's accomplished so far in his career.
Well, I mean, if we're being completely honest, and I'm not trying to defend anything, but he's had five coordinators in 6 years with the Chargers. This is the, besides Lombardi going from his first year to his second year, this is the only other time he's had a coordinator stay. Head coaching has kind of been a disaster. They had Anthony Lynn for 1 year. They have Brandon Staley. Brandon Staley was a defensive-minded coach, but their defense ranked bottom in the NFL, and weapons have kind of been in and out. The offensive line has kind of been in flux. And I know it sounds like excuses and stuff, but I really think it's rare for a quarterback of his caliber to have such a revolving door when it comes to all these pieces. I mean, you look at Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow's had Zach Taylor his whole career. He's had Mahomes has had Andy Reid the whole time. Even Josh Allen's had Sean McDermott the whole time too. So Lamar Jackson's had John Harbaugh. So every other quarterback has kind of had a stability there. And with the Chargers, unfortunately, they've made decisions where they've tried to go, they've tried to get guys that are obviously hot commodities but don't cost as much. And this time, they decided to go for a coach that wants that bag, and he deserves that bag. And they decided to finally bring in somebody who is a head coach. Brandon Staley was trying to coach the defense and mainly stayed on the defense. This guy's coming in here and he's being like, okay, I want to know what's going on in special teams, offense, defense, everything. Give it all to me. Let me bring in my own strength and conditioning coach who brings another five or six coaches with him to really get the best out of these guys. So for the first time, I think last year and this year, Herbert has stability where you know that the players believe in the head coach's messaging, and there's not like whispers behind going, yeah, is this guy really who we think he is? Maybe he's just all show. And that's kind of where I come with it, is that Justin hasn't had that stability until last season and now this season. But I do agree that he does need to step up and make more plays. But at the same time, I mean, it's kind of he's kind of had the short end of the stick when it comes to the rest of the quarterbacks in his, same thing that Philip kind of went through in his tenure, where Philip, Ben Roethlisberger and Eli won Super Bowls, and Philip kind of was like, okay, like, why are we not getting teams together to kind of put this this thing together? So for the Chargers' sake, hopefully Justin isn't that guy that misses out on the Super Bowl, but yeah, he finally has a coach that brings stability.
You guys had one of the more significant offseason injuries with Rashawn Slater. What does that mean for the offensive line?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On how are you guys managing losing one of the best left tackles in the game?
Well, obviously, not a lot of teams can replace an all-pro with a potential all-pro, and that's what the Chargers have done. The Chargers have they moved Joe Ault, who was the fifth overall pick last year in the draft out of Notre Dame. They moved him from right tackle to left tackle. I spoke to his coach from Notre Dame last week, and I have an article coming out tomorrow, but he said, hey, like, Joe is going to succeed. No matter where you put Joe, he is a guy that's going to succeed. No matter where you put him, he's going to work. He's going to bust his you-know-what to be the best at that position. And I really believe it when it comes to Joe Ault there at left tackle. Now, the only problem is on the right, you have question marks when it comes to Trey Pipkins, who he has been hit and miss. He's had some good years. He's had some bad years. Last year was a bad year because they moved him inside and he just couldn't handle it. The other question mark, there's question marks all over except for Joe Ault. You have Mekhi Becton, who last year he stayed healthy for Philly, but can he stay healthy this year for the Chargers? Then you have Bradley Bozeman at center and Zion Johnson at left guard, and those two have been they did not have very good seasons last year, but Jim said he's riding with them. They believe that those two guys can step up their game, but last year was just not a good look. If you go look at the Baltimore game, you go look at the Tampa Bay game, and you go look at the Houston game, those two guys struggled mightily in both of those games.
These two teams obviously match up very well against each other. These are usually close and competitive games. Do you think the Chargers are ready to take that next step? We talked about Herbert being in that position to take the next step. The Chargers are usually a competitive team. They're a team that wins somewhere between 9 to 11 games. But I think what you see, and this is the case for Kansas City against a lot of teams, they're just much better in the final 4 to 5 minutes of the game, and that makes a difference. Do you think the Chargers are ready to take that next step where they can be in the Kansas City, Buffalo, Baltimore conversation?
I thought towards the back end of the season last year they were developing that kind of killer instinct with some of the games that they played. The thing is that, like you said, Kansas City might, like, last year they were a little Tebow-esque, where the first three quarters they were hanging around, letting the other team hang around, and then in the fourth quarter, and again, I was just saying Tebow-esque because Tebow had terrible games in the first three quarters. Then in the fourth quarter, they turned it on and they ended up winning the game. So that's what the Chargers are going to have to navigate, is you have to go for the throat. You can't just let the team hang in there and make their plays. So until Kansas City is beaten, I can't say that I think that they're ready. They have the weapons. They have the defense. They have the defensive line. But it's, can they put it together and not fall under the pressure of, oh my God, it's only a 10-point game, but we know that those guys in the next 6 minutes could come back and beat us. It's about going and scoring touchdowns and making plays and making sure that they kind of try and play keep away, and that's what I think they're going to do tomorrow. I think they're going to try and play keep away, Najee Harris, Amarian Hampton, run the football, try and tire out that defense for the fourth quarter to kind of take advantage, and that's what the Chargers started doing in the back end of the season. They started tiring out defenses. And in the fourth quarter, they would take advantage. But with Kansas City, that didn't happen out in KC in that final game. So Kansas City's still the team to beat, in my opinion. And the Chargers are going to really – I think this is a big game. I know it's only week one, but I think this is a big game for them to show, hey, we're not the same old team. We're here to prove that we're willing to fight for the AFC West. And the first step is to beat Kansas City in week one.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what we talked about on the show to actually kick off this week is, you know, a lot of people have kind of predicted the downfall of the Kansas City Chiefs. If you think the Chiefs can lose the division, then you have to be picking the Chargers. The Chiefs always win this kind of game. You very rarely see the Chiefs lose this kind of game in the division. It will be interesting to see if the Chargers can pull off the upset, and I use that in quotes. We always ask people this. We'll get you out of here with this. Give me your Chiefs win-if scenario. Give me your Chargers win-if scenario.
Chiefs win if they do what they've been doing for the past few years, which is control the tempo of the game, move the ball up and down, extend drives, kind of gas the Chargers defense and just pick their spots. I think that was the maturity that I saw. And again, I watched from afar, so I'm not an expert on Kansas City. But what I've watched is the maturity of Patrick Mahomes, where at the beginning when he first got there, it was all home run shots. He loved those home run hits. And I think Andy, after Tyreek Hill left, said, hey, I want to turn you into a different style. I want to make you be able to be precise, be a killer, slowly, like do the thousand cuts. Don't just cut them with one. Make sure they suffer a little bit. And I feel like that's what really has made Mahomes great these last 3 or 4 years since Tyreek Hill left, which I've been very impressed with. Chargers win if they're able to run the football. If they're able to successfully run the football in Kansas City, I feel like they can control the clock. That means that, again, and last year, that was one of the things. Last year with J.K. Dobbins and Gus Edwards, there was inconsistencies in the run game. They believe that this year they've upgraded the running back position 2 or 3 steps to where they can gas a team in the fourth quarter, and these guys are going to take off for long runs. Well, Amari and Hampton, they feel like Najee is going to tire out a defense because having to hit that bar. And I'm telling you guys, I did not know Najee was this big until I saw him in minicamp. He's huge. He really is thick. Like he's just a big dude, and I wouldn't want to be hitting him in the fourth quarter. So that's kind of my those are my 2 cents on both of those teams. I'm really excited to see what both of these teams have kind of got. I know Kansas City is going to be on a huge, like, middle fingers up in the air. Like, you guys think we're done. We're not done. This might be Kelsey's last dance. Let's get him a ring before he commits the ring when he gets married. But I'm very interested to see how this game plays out.
That is Fernando Ramirez joining us on the show. He covers the Chargers for the Sporting Tribune. Fernando, great stuff, man. We look forward to catching up with you when these two teams have a rematch here later in the season.
All right, appreciate you guys. Have a good rest of your week. And, hey, football's back, so that should be exciting for everybody. Merry Christmas to everybody.
Absolutely. That is Fernando Ramirez joining us on the show. It is certainly a Merry Christmas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.